بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani is the guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, for today's discussion, we want to talk about whether there is any specific dua or supplication for solving our financial problems.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before answering your question, let me tell you something which is really significant. That is our perspective, you know. How do we look at the poverty or at richness from what perspective?
Yes, or how do we define it?
Exactly,
for,
exactly.
Yes, fact for ourselves.
Our worldview, our perspective is really, really important. Sometimes, for example, in some parts of our life, we might be rich enough, but in some other part of our life, we might be poor, we might become poor.
Mm-hmm.
Then at the end of the life, we should look at the whole life that, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me sometimes some chances to, for example, to gain more, for example, tharwa. But what happened to me that later I became poor?
Yes.
Is it the, my whole life at the end of the day, you would understand that it was a kind of test, it was a kind of examination. Because no one can be poor from the very beginning of the life till the end of the life. Because when you are poor, you try your best to get some money, at least to rescue or to save yourself from the poverty. And that is why sometimes the poverty itself is an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Poverty itself is a kind of chance. Because whenever you face hardships, you try your best to achieve more, to gain more, and to perfect yourself. So that's why you should not consider always the poverty is bad thing, because sometimes it could be like kind of opportunity. And the other point is that sometimes richness or to having more wealth and properties also cannot be always good. Sometimes it might cause us to gain more punishment of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the properties and by the, let's say, wealth that we have. That's why, first of all, we should know that it's not always that, always the poverty is not bad. Sometimes it could be a good chance, a golden chance for us, or because it's like test examination.
Yes.
And the other point is that to be rich, to be wealthy is not always good.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it could cause lots of punishments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. Mm-hmm. That's why we should be always careful whether we are poor or rich.
Yes.
And in all these kind of cases, we should be always mindful that how can we act? How can we, let's say, live on the poverty or on the richness? This is very much significant. That is why we should not always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us, for example, tharwa or wealth.
Yes.
Because sometimes maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since He knows best that what is best for us, He might sometimes give us some chances or, for example, face us with some kind of hardships and difficulties. But later, the doors of rahmah and blessings of Allah would be opened.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's why we should be here, we should be tolerant.
Yes.
We should be patient.
Yes.
And do not always, for example, complain. Do not always protest against the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So now let's get back to the main question. Are there any special du'as or supplications?
Yeah,
or
of course.
This is just mere formula to just give us a kind of, how can I say, calmness and tranquility of the heart, you know?
Yeah. You know, before, more important than any dua or supplication, as you mentioned, it is to be good mu'min, to good servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, if you believe that everything is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mm-hmm. then of course, if you be a good servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is in riwayat and hadith, it's mentioned that man yattaqi Allah, the one who actually fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, consider Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his, action, yaj'al lahu makhrajan.
Yes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the door of blessings and rahmah to you. Wa yarzuquhu min haythu la yahtasib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides sustenance, him with sustenance, in a way that he cannot expect. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. The one who trusts on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدَرًا. So of course, you see that if we be a good servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we be God-fearing, if we always, for example, try to follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says that Allahu yarzuquhu min haythu la yahtasib.
Yes.
The problem is that sometimes the poverty or the kind of problems or challenging life that we might have, it is out of our bad deeds, it's out of our bad actions. It is a kind of result or, let's say, consequences of what we do in our life. That's why if poverty is like this kind of things, of course, first of all, we should try to correct, to reform our bad deeds or bad actions and to not to follow that, for example, bad way in our life and not to, for example, disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, yes. of course, automatically those problems and challenges will be solved.
Yes.
But of course, if it is like a test, as in a kind of examination, of course, then we have to be patient. And we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the best things. Even sometimes maybe the best thing for someone is that poverty. We do not know.
Yes.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions. In Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Is there any difference between faqir and miskin? Because, for example, in our prayers, in our supplications, sometimes we say, "Oh Allah, I am faqir, ana faqir," okay? So when we say faqir, this does not necessarily mean that I am, for example, a miskin. I am not, for example, a person who has no money or wealth. But this faqr that I'm claiming to in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my salat, in my du'as and supplications, what does it mean exactly? I think our infallible imams and Prophet Muhammad in their ahadith also referred to the concept of the true faqr of the people, that although you are rich, at the same time you are faqir in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, isn't it?
Faqir is the one who is poor, you know, he is suffering poverty.
Okay.
So this is a kind of general concept or let's say term that is used for faqir. But of course, when it comes to miskin, miskin is like a person who is like the one, for example, who had a sukoon. It comes from the root of sukoon. But now it is because of the shidda or the... what we can say,
the graveness.
Yeah, graveness of the faqr or poverty. Now he is living in a way that he cannot raise up from the ground, from sukoon, you know, from sakana, from maskan.
Yes.
So that's why...
So this is the main difference.
Yeah, of course.
Now let's get back to the concept of faqr from the otherworldly viewpoint. When I'm rich, but I'm claiming I am faqir in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does it mean exactly?
Faqr has two meanings. One is positive, and the other one is negative.
Okay.
Sometimes we have in the riwayat that in some of our hadith, the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salatu wasalam, the Holy Prophet, talks very proudly for faqr, saying al-faqru fakhri, for example, okay? So this faqr is our faqr or our poverty in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in the presence of our Lord, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have nothing. And we are nothing, you know? That's why we are absolute poverty, absolute dependence, absolute needs. You know, we are absolutely needy to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From our own self, we have nothing. So this faqr, this understanding or perception of faqr is a positive thing. That you feel that in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are nothing, you have nothing. Because in the ayat, it is mentioned that إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَنْ رَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى.
Yes.
The moment that you feel yourself sufficient and independent from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the time that you get to the ignorant, to get to the, let's say, the, you become like arrogant kind of person. And that is why you may decide to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that faqr is good. But the other faqr, which is negative, is the, what we can say, material faqr, or faqr in terms of properties and wealth and money and sustenance, this sort of things. Sometimes, of course, this kind of faqr would have, of course, bad effects on you and your family, your children. That's why you must try to solve this problem and to fight against this kind of poverty. Because it sometimes says from the door, faqr came to your life. From the other door, iman will escape, you know?
And, and this is why I think in Islam there have been some remedies. For example, zakat. Or in Shiite beliefs, khums, okay? So these are the ways in order to help the needy and the poor. For example, in the month of Ramadan, after 30 days of fasting and being hungry and thirsty, if you do not pay your zakat al-fitriya or like zakat al-fitra, on that time your whole Ramadan is not accepted, isn't it, brother? Is it?
Sorry, would you repeat your question?
I mean, after 30 days of fasting during Ramadan, if you do not pay zakat al-fitra at the end, I think your whole fasting is not accepted.
Yeah, of course, it is wajib. It is obligatory to pay that fitra, zakat al-fitr. But what I wanted to mention is that if you try to provide your family, your children, with the sustenance, you would be considered as mujahid. This is very much important. You know, the one who is working, for example, and gaining the sustenance for the his family, for his children, he is considered like a mujahid fi sabilillah.
Yes.
That's why he will be rewarded the rewards of mujahid.
Yes.
This is a kind of meaning for jihad, for struggling in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
That's why it is the best reward that one can receive based on his working or gaining money for his family or providing sustenance to his family members.
Thank you very much, Shaykh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of faqr and sarva. And we can say reading out specific du'as or doing some actions in order not to be faqir in our life. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن
نهران إلا بني علي وحسين